listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
We all have a pretty good friend who used to work here in our promotions department. She now works for another radio company. Yeah, I know.
Traitor.
And that's what we think about you.
No, but she's a sweetheart. Very happily married for many, many years and still a good friend of all of us. And we stay in touch. So get a load of what happened to her. And I went ahead and talked to her. I said, look, is it okay if we share this on our show? She's like, yeah, just don't use any real names. I'm like, all right, so what do you guys want to call her?
Rebecca.
That's fine. So Rebecca, that's very close to her real name. So
it's Becca.
So Rebecca, again, happily married. And there's a guy, I guess, at the office who is always, I think the way she worded it was just very, very friendly.
Overly nice, yeah.
He's not like the outright flirting, you know, like, hey. But he's just overly friendly all the time. Well, she says now she received an email from him that said, hey, I know this might be a little awkward, but I just wanted to tell you that today you just smell amazing.
What?
Have a great day.
What?
Have a great day, blah, blah, blah.
I never said that to
her. And she wrote back and said, oh, that's sweet. Yeah, it's my new lotion, blah, blah, blah. Thank you. All right. And then she went home and actually told her husband about it, too. It's like,
here's what happened today at work.
Here's what happened at the office. So.
And he's married, too, right?
Uh-huh.
He's obviously.
That's a hit on. That is a hit on.
That's
right
just
there.
Not like a nice gesture and to make you feel good. He's totally hitting on her.
And didn't.
Now, let me say, in all fairness, when I'm here at the office, if somebody walked by, I mean, I'll say, God, that smells great. But I don't go out of my way to send an email that says...
You don't want to leave a paper trail.
And Rebecca cleared us to say that he has said other things in the past,
yes,
too.
Yes. He's...
That was, you know, a little eye-opening.
Right.
A little awkward.
I get it when you get a compliment from somebody and it makes you feel awkward. Like, for me, I'm a nervous talker, you know, and I think she is too. And she's like, oh, thanks, you know, like, it's my new lotion, you know. And but he could be taking that as, like, her reciprocating.
And I think invoking the sense of smell, like, one of the most powerful senses that we have is really just kind of crossing the line.
It is a little intimate.
That might be worse than saying, I want to touch you.
It's a sensuous sense.
It is.
Sense of
like,
ours.
I'm sitting here with my eyes closed. Daydreaming of
breathing
your smell.
You in.
That's a little awkward.
You know how I am about that
scent.
Light blue scent
you
that
go
women wear.
Nuts.
Yeah, it's that power of scent is really
it's
important.
Strong.
Brings out the animal.
Rawr. Sex Panther.
Yes, Jeremy.
You know, but going back to what are we calling her, Rebecca?
Rebecca.
Sure.
Going back to Rebecca's issue, what is the proper way to respond? Because, and here's what I mean. If she didn't go, oh, haha, that's my lotion, thank you. If she wanted, like, some people say, you need to nip that in the bud. You know, you need to write back to her, this guy, and say, blah, blah, you know, this is, you know.
You knock it off.
This is an unwelcome advance, and I'm going to call HR, blah, blah, blah. If the guy is completely innocent, and he just thinks he's just being a nice guy, then you are the jerk.
Now, but if this has happened multiple times.
I know, odds are he's hitting on her. But if he's not, to like slap him down hard, maybe it's just before I say, why don't we ask our listeners, what is the appropriate response? Some people will say.
No response.
That's what I'm saying.
No response is the best response. And this guy's totally hitting on her. Because imagine if it was us. And my new lotion was making you feel the feels. Mm-hmm. If you were just to say out loud in front of all of us, hey, Emily, you smell really good today. It's like, it's innocent because it's
a community
in front of all
thing.
Of us.
Yeah.
But because he put it in private eyes, are watching, it's kind of creepy. That's totally hitting on her.
Hmm.
And I just sang Hall & Oates. I'm a little embarrassed.
Don't ever do that again.
No. Watching you.
Smelling you.
303-631-1MIX. 631-1649. Here's Renee. Hello, Renee.
Good morning.
What do you say if you're Rebecca?
Well, I have actually said, thank you so much. My husband loves this scent.
Oh, smooth.
Yeah, that's it. That's
a winner.
Kicker.
Thanks. My husband bought it for me.
You know, you could even like take us a further. You could just kind of look at the guy and say, thank you. My husband loves it, too. He even told me last night before he ravaged me.
No, then you're giving Creeper the thought of you doing the boom boom.
Oh, he's already got it, I'm sure.
It. Believe me, he's thought of it
it's
a
in his head.
Lot.
That's yeah, don't ravaged. Get him
ammunition. Yeah. Renee, have a great day.
You too, thank
thinking
you.
It a lot. He has a job. He's working. He's not just sitting there fantasizing.
Here's Chris. Hello, Chris.
Hi there.
What do you think about this?
You know, I think that I have a coworker who is the most overtly polite person I've ever met. I'll do something to help her out, and she'll say thank you 50 times. And if I got that sort of email, I know I'm a dude, so I have a little bit different perspective. I would not think anything of it just because of how she is. Although that sounds like it is flirty, I can't be 100% positive, but I am a big fan of the whole, oh, you know, my husband just bought this for me. It's brand new. Thanks. So that you're kind of slyly inserting that, you know, you're married and happy.
Right. I do like that a lot.
Let me ask you, Chris, though, would you ever send a, hey, you smell amazing to a coworker just to give him a compliment?
Just because?
I personally wouldn't, but I can't say that I don't have coworkers that wouldn't just because
right.
I know
just
that they're
friendly.
That is so polite and so all about the compliments and all up in your face with it that I wouldn't put it past them. And I wouldn't
what a
anything.
Lovely workplace that you sounds
that
like you
like?
Work at.
What is that like?
Do you work at Disney? What's going on? Listen, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend. You know, and there's the other, before we get to the calls from Jamie and Barbie, you know, there's also the thing too, but the workplace and all of the rules and regulations at workplaces, and you have to watch the damn sexual harassment videos. In fact, here comes our general manager.
As Brenda walks in. She looks hot today. You smell amazing today.
You look hot, Brenda.
Nice legs.
Guess what I have on today?
What?
Nothing.
Okay, that's bad.
Are you wearing light blue?
Yes!
Get over here!
Get over here!
Well, things just got weird.
This is workplace harassment.
This just... Oh, he's
awkward for me!
God!
Do you smell it?
Brenda, do I smell it?
Look at his pants. You smelling it?
I smell it. I feel it through every... My body is tingling.
He's smelling it with his tongue.
Ladies, go by.
You guys are over-exaggerating this whole thing.
What are you talking about?
Why?
He's not coming on to her.
Why did he send an email then? How come he didn't just say?
Because... Maybe he didn't want to say it in front of her.
It's the power of scent, Brenda, and saying amazing.
You're the general. You are a general manager of a major radio cluster.
Huge.
Right. And if you had an employee who was sending those emails, you wouldn't stand for it.
You would crack the whip.
You'd be like, what the hell are you doing?
People send me those all the time.
You're a liar. We say funny, though. You smell funny.
I know. People always say, are you on? You know what? I meet them, they go, are you on the air? And I go, no, but they make fun of me on the air a lot.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. No, I really don't think it is.
All right.
I want to know who you're talking about, though.
Well, we'll tell you when we get off.
She used to work here?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Married, delightful.
And apparently smells
her
delicious.
Her husband's great, too.
Yeah.
I don't know how he smells, but...
Was he mad? You didn't tell that side.
I don't know.
Really.
I think there's a little kind of like bro jealousy, but I'm not going to say it. I'm going to keep my cool.
I could see there would be a little bit of jealousy, but at the same hand, like, my wife still got it.
You know what? I will say this, that there was this one day that Tom came home, my husband came home and said that some woman.
Oh, that's right. She's married.
That
Tom.
So,
that's, I forgot about Tom. Sorry.
Yeah. Quit smelling.
I know. It's hard. It's hard to. My remember husband. That when I spell this good. Anyway, so he said that this one gal leaned over, this is when he worked in the office, and said, your butt looks pretty good today.
What?
Looks really good today. And I'm like, really? Yeah.
What'd you do?
I don't know. I mean, out? I was like, whatever.
I feel that because she said
he does
it,
have a cute
it's
butt.
Almost like more just flirty and you can brush it off and it's no big
deal. I agree.
Deal. Like,
I think there's
the
a big difference.
Something.
There's a big difference between saying, you look nice today, you smell nice today, and sending a correspondence.
Right.
If I said, like,
line.
Brenda, your butt looks great in that skirt right now, you'd be like, hey, thanks. You'd give me a little shake. If I sent you an email, you'd be like, what the hell is Emily
doing? I
don't
know.
Although, you're on the air with us from time to time. We always mention Brenda, our boss, and stuff like that. Today, we're getting a picture with you
and
to
your butt.
Post. so that
Isn't
we can
that fun?
So we can show your leg lamp.
Best
from
shirt ever.
Christmas,
I love this.
Christmas
Fragile.
She's wearing a shirt with the leg lamp from Christmas.
It's
Story.
Our Christmas party. I'm glad to see you guys. All oh no, mine did.
No,
I
did. Wait to see mine. I'm keeping mine for
all
the
right.
Grand
let's get back to the subject.
Okay.
Listen,
sorry.
All right,
I gotta
thank
go.
You for weighing in on that. Quickly, here's Jamie. Hello, Jamie.
Hello.
So thanks for being patient. What do you think?
Wow.
I think that, yeah, he's hitting on her because I've had like a similar situation. Well, not exactly the same, but I'm a hairstylist and I had a customer one time, her boyfriend, that started coming in and having his hair done by me. And it was really awkward because he was starting to send me odd messages like after the appointment was over, like, oh, you looked really great today. Oh, I liked your perfume or what perfume were you wearing? And it got just really awkward.
Shut up.
Your chest was in my face for like a half an hour.
You don't know when he sends a note that says, I need a little trim, whether he's talking about his hair
or you.
Yeah, and it was just really uncomfortable because I agree. If you say something in person, if he says, oh, you look really nice, I like that
shirt.
Right,
because you're doing it in front of everybody. You're not hiding it.
Yeah.
So whatever, and what ended up happening with that?
She slept with him.
I just kind of had to stop taking both of them almost because it just, I didn't really know what was, you know what I'm saying, going to happen from that, and I just didn't.
Better safe than sorry, I guess, Listen, good for you. Thanks for being on the show. Have a great day.
You too.
Appreciate it. And then Barbie's been holding forever. Barbie, thanks for your patience.
Yeah, no worries.
What do you think about all of this?
He is totally hitting on her. It's very inappropriate. And if Rebecca was to say, hey, meet me at this hotel, he would totally be there.
Really?
We should test it out. Tell her that.
Yeah, there's a La Quinta right down the road.
Right. She needs to tell him that that makes her so uncomfortable, and she might have to tell him a couple times.
How do you know he would jump at the hotel? Have you had experience with this?
Yes.
You've been to a La Quinta.
What happened? Yeah, I want to know what happened.
Wait. What is your experience? What is your experience?
Yeah, what happened?
So for many, many times, a married guy at work was hitting on me. And so I called his bluff one time. And he absolutely was right there.
So you said, meet me at a hotel. And he was like, yeah, let's do this. Time and date.
Yeah.
And then what did you do?
And then what happened?
Did you go to the hotel?
Then she slept with him.
No, I did sleep with him. I did go to the hotel, and I took a picture and sent it to his wife.
You did not.
She totally did.
I did. Because the wife was a really good friend of mine, too.
See?
Like, I hung out with her more than
Barbie, listen, I got to say, at the risk of losing you as a listener to the show, I got to say, I don't approve of what you did.
I'm sure you don't.
I don't. No, because I think you can stop that behavior in him without, you know, taking the pictures at a hotel and sending it to his wife,
but it's so good.
Who supposedly was a friend of yours.
That makes a better story, man.
No, of course
it
is a friend.
Such a better story.
If he wasn't doing it to Barbie, he could have been doing it to X amount of women.
But that's not Barbie's business, what goes on with this guy and his wife. Your job, Barbie, I think, this is me, is to say, look, I'm not interested in that. Thank you. But, you know, that's inappropriate and don't do that ever again.
I like your story, Barbie.
Yeah,
sure, absolutely.
It's more dramatic.
I want to be your friend.
Other people at work.
I'm sorry.
So he had already done that with other people at work.
Yeah, well.
And yeah.
So. Are they still married?
No, not anymore.
Shocker.
Yeah.
Well, I am glad you called. Thank you for sharing your story
with
us. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm not on board.
Oh, come on.
No, it's a funny story. Don't get me wrong.
It's great. It's a dramatic
funny story.
The La Quinta.
Come on. Here, smile.
Now, listen, if it had been the Ramada.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.